We're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, and pleased to be joined here this next segment by Tim Sharp, who is the mayor of the city of Riley here in Riley County. Tim, good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Doing well.
Good.
It ain't quite 110 feels like temperature yet today.
No doubt about it. Well, yeah, the weather here lately has been a little bit hard to deal with, and kind of like everything else going on with the world right now.
Right.
Curious, we wanted to kind of bring you on here today to just kind of see what's going on in the city of Riley and learn a little bit more about how you guys are handling through the pandemic right now.
Well, it hasn't been a huge change for us. We opened our building back up a month or so ago, but we still have signs on the door to wear a mask and keep social distance and, don't come in unless you need to. So, but we are open for business and people can come into there if they got business to take care of in the city office. Of course, the guys never really stopped working, taking care of things. We ended up not opening our pool. We was going to try, but we couldn't get. We usually have about 20 lifeguards total to fill all the time slots, and usually about 15 of them come back every year. This year we only had 3 of them come back, and we couldn't find anybody to train them. That's a close proximity thing, and in the water they didn't. Nobody that does the training wanted to do it. And we were running out of time. So we just made the decision to not open the pool this year.
And I know that's tough for a lot of patrons here. Obviously that happened the same here in the city of Manhattan. I know there's a few pools in the region that are opening, but that's a big hit for the summer.
It is, and I probably hear more about the pool and its function and operation than I do pretty much anything else with running the city. So people want it to be open and be usable, and I get that. I wish we could have, but it just wasn't going to work this year. So hopefully next year we'll have an answer for this virus or it will pass on its own, which they sometimes do. So we'll see what happens.
And as far as masks, you mentioned they're being encouraged there. Manhattan, obviously, last night voted to have a city mandate requiring them. Obviously, a much bigger population, but we're curious what the smaller communities in Riley County will do. Will there be any change, do you think?
We haven't addressed that in our city council. We've been pretty much following what the state or the county has mandated, and just trying to be common sense, what's actually going to work. And most of the patrons have been real good about, not coming in just to chit-chat and visit and stuff. kind of miss that actually, but it's the way things are right now.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, it's tough there, and obviously the bigger population centers, it makes sense. The smaller ones maybe not as much because you don't have as many people going in and out of places here.
Correct.
What about other items here in terms of the budget and stuff? And a lot of communities are working on their budgets here for 21.
We're in the preliminary stages of our budget, but our plan is to keep the mill levies flat. There will be some increase in the actual tax because valuations went up a little bit, but it's not a huge increase. But we've got a big project going on right now to reline all the sewer pipes in town that we haven't lined already. We had a big infiltration problem, but it's actually going to cut down on our yearly expense because we got grant for part of it, and the loan payments are going to be about $20,000 a year less than what we've been spending to do maintenance on it every year. So, and this way we'll have all of it done instead of doing a little piece at a time.
And those sewer projects can get real expensive if you let them go too long.
Well, too long or not, the project's estimated to be around $1.4 million, which our total budget in our city is $1 million a year. So, pretty big number for us. We got a grant for $600,000 through the CDBG grant system and federal money, but it's administered by the state. And then we got a loan for the other $700,000 to cover the rest of the costs. And that's spread out over quite a few years. I don't remember exactly what it is, but we've had a lot of infiltration coming into our system. Our system's designed for about 100,000 gallons a day, and typically we pump 80,000 gallons of clean water, so theoretically not even all that goes out there because there's washing cars and watering lawns and all that stuff. And there was days last year when we had the high rainfall events in May and so of 2019 where we were pumping 1 million gallons of water out into our sewer ponds, so they weren't working well because they were getting 10 times the amount of stuff coming into them than they were designed for. So this will be a good thing. KDHE hasn't liked some of our reports from where they test it. So once we get this done, it'll leave the stuff in the ponds longer and let it do its thing. And what comes out will be clean, you know, as clean as it's designed to be.
We're speaking with City of Riley Mayor Tim Sharp. Joins us here on In Focus. As far as other city services here, we haven't had near the flooding that we had last year. As far as the fire department's been concerned, how have they been doing? We haven't seen a ton of, brush fires or anything like that, and we got through 4th of July relatively well, with save for the fire here just north of Manhattan.
I haven't heard of anything too unusual going on in town, which is a good thing. You don't ever want to see those fire trucks go out in emergency. Be better if they were in the shed and only come out for training and testing, but glad they're there when we need them. But we haven't had anything too big in town that I know of anyway. Gotta get new radios before we're on the county system, so we're getting a couple new radios for two trucks and new pagers and stuff. We have a grant written for the assistance to firefighters grant. I don't remember who the federal thing, but I don't remember what group it's under, but we haven't heard an answer back on yet to get, more radios and handhelds and stuff for the guys to wear in on their person. So we're kind of waiting on that to come back before we purchase them. If we don't have to, we can use grant money for that.
So. Speaking of grant money, I know that a lot of folks are getting their CARES Act funds distributed out to the counties. Have we determined how much City of Riley's going to get from that?
I don't think that we're going to be able to be eligible for any. There was several different things that came out. One of them was for businesses, but it went through the city. And we advertised it and didn't get any takers that were interested. The county, I believe, did take advantage of that, but because we didn't have anybody, I don't think we're going to see any of that money. We're probably not as affected as like City of Manhattan, where a lot of their budget comes from sales tax. Some of ours does too, but most of our budget comes from ad valorem and our city sewer and water payments. That's the majority of our budget. So losing a little bit of tax money is not as big a deal to us as it is probably for like City of Manhattan.
Yeah, absolutely. And I could see that. As far as people having trouble paying those ad valorem and property taxes, have you heard anybody having any issues with that?
No, we just looked at the delinquents on that just about 30 days ago, and they're running about normal. There's always a few, but we don't have a tremendous amount either. Most of them are current. So,
all right. Well, if anyone wants to get involved with your meetings, when's your next one going to be scheduled for?
Next Tuesday we meet the second and fourth Tuesday at City Hall, 222 South Broadway in Raleigh, 7 o'clock, and they are open to the public. So whenever somebody wants to come and listen in, and we do have a time for people to bring things up too. So
are those still being held virtually also, or are they in person now?
We've gone back to in person the last two meetings, I believe.
Okay.
So,
well, very good.
We had one that was a blended where we had most of them on site, and one person was away because they just had surgery, and so they didn't feel like they were compromised already. They didn't want to be around other people.
Gotcha. Well, yeah, that's better to play it safe this time around with everything.
There's a lot of that everywhere. I see a lot of it at work where people that would normally work through something are going, hey, I don't feel good. I better stay home. So, which is probably a good thing, but it's just different than it has been.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Tim, we always appreciate the time, and thank you so much for being here today and giving us an update on what's going on in your city.
Well, I appreciate it, Brandon, and thank you for inviting me. So,
you bet. Tim Sharp, again, Mayor of the City of Raleigh, our guest on InFocus. Stay tuned. We'll return after this.